This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley finished a campaign swing through her home state today, making a last-minute appeal before tomorrow's start to that state's primary election. Speaking in the town of Monk's Corner, she said Republicans need a candidate who can win.
We can want all the things to get fixed that we want, but if we can't win a general election, we get nothing. And Donald Trump cannot win a general election.
Final polls show Trump still has a major lead over Haley in South Carolina. President Biden is formally pursuing new sweeping sanctions against Russia. NPR's Tamara Keith says Biden addressed a bipartisan group of governors at the White House today about that decision.
This marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine and comes a week after the unexplained death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny in an Arctic penal colony. Biden met yesterday with Navalny's wife and daughter and repeated there is no question that Putin is responsible for Navalny's death.
I assured them his legacy will continue to live around the world, and we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
That includes more than 500 new sanctions against Russia, targeting its financial sector, defense industrial base, and those connected to the Navalny imprisonment. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. company that had a successful lunar landing on Thursday now says its spacecraft is on its side near the moon's south pole. That's apparently meant that some of its antennas are covered up and that it's affecting its communication with Earth. Intuitive Machines is the first private company to manage a successful moon landing, and it's the first U.S. moon landing in more than 50 years. Israel's finance minister has announced plans to build 3,000 new settlement homes in the West Bank in response to Palestinian attacks on settlers. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, peace activists say more settlers will only lead to more violence.
Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, who hails from a right-wing settler movement, said the plan will be unveiled soon. Israeli activist Nadav Weiman believes Israel's occupation of the West Bank and the taking of Palestinian land for settlements actually undermines Israeli security. He opens a map.
As you build more settlements,
you block the area for Palestinian sheepherders
or for Palestinian movement,
and it brings settler violence all around. And then the IDF comes to protect them. So an IDF post, and it dissects the West Bank more and more and more and more and more.
The former Israeli soldier now heads an organization working to expose what it calls the harmful reality of settlements and Israel's military occupation of the West Bank. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Wall Street finished in mixed territory on Friday. The Dow was up 62 points, while the Nasdaq was down 44 points. The S&P 500 was up 1 point. You're listening to NPR News. The involuntary manslaughter trial of the armorer for the film Rust has finished its first week, with opening arguments completed on both sides. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has a wrap-up of the proceedings so far in the New Mexico courtroom.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was in court as prosecutors laid out their case against her. She was in charge of the guns used during the movie. And during a rehearsal in 2021, a live bullet went off, killing the cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Attorney Jason Lewis said as armorer, Gutierrez-Reed was sloppy and unprofessional.
She failed to do the essential safety functions of her job, and that these failures resulted in live ammunition being spread throughout this entire set.
Her attorney argued actor and producer Alec Baldwin is more to blame.
And he either had his finger on the trigger and the hammer cocked, or he pulled the trigger.
Baldwin faces his own trial this summer, one that's likely to focus on his responsibility as a producer for allegedly dangerous understaffing and lax safety on the set. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Kayakers are paddling in one of the driest places on Earth right now. In the past 6 months, California's Death Valley has received about 5 inches of rain, rather than the typical 2 inches it usually receives over a year. That rain has turned the salt flats of Lake Manly and the Badwater Basin into a lake. Visitors there usually take selfies at what is the lowest point in North America. But now they're also bringing their boats. Rangers say it should dry up again in just a few weeks. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.